Welcome to Your Journey to Greatness Through Routine, a podcast designed to help you build a success routine. My name is Michelle Steffes, and I'm author of the book, and I'm excited to come to you today with more insights and ideas to accomplish your success routine, because it's not the big things we do, but the little things we do every day that make the biggest difference. So let's get on with the podcast. Welcome back to Motivating Remote Teams, and we are, I believe, in our fourth episode of this new series, and it's been pretty exciting. We've gone through some great tips and ideas on how you can motivate your remote teams, ways in which you can create a connection, create engagement, enthusiasm for their job, you know, keep them productive, keep them informed, and make those connections that are so vitally necessary for their productivity. So yesterday we started, well, we kind of ran out of time, so I just started to talk about the importance of extending the time long enough when you do connect with them, that they're able to, you know, have those conversations that really mean something, whether they're conversations where each of them gets to share maybe a victory they've had or a goal they're trying to reach or maybe have reached, but allocate those times on the calendar. I'd also mentioned one-on-ones. I want to elaborate on that a little bit more because that is so important. So if you are leading a team or if you're a part of a team, if you can somehow insert this into your schedule, you're going to see a big change in the way that they perceive their position, but also in their ability to produce at higher levels, which is what we're going for, right? And to keep that engagement and that culture moving strong and forward. And so what I'm going to dive quite a bit deeper on that right now. It'll probably take the whole session to talk a little bit about these one-on-ones, but it's well worth the effort and the time. And, you know, and I've mentioned to you too yesterday that, you know, we don't have the drive times. We don't have, you know, the times in between to get from appointment to appointment, whatever that means to you, whether it's inside of a building or, you know, whatever it is. But you've got the time to do this. Just make sure that you're prioritizing it because it is so, so crucial to your team and to even yourself. Say you're an entrepreneur, and I mentioned, you know, making sure that you're involved in networking groups and, you know, don't miss out on those little happy hours they do online virtually. So if you ever forget to update your availability on Skype, MS Teams, Slack, etc., realize that your remote employees have no idea when your doors actually open. So you have to have an open door policy that works, and you've got to consider all the technology that is in place in order to make sure that they can come to you when they need to outside of those appointed times. So let's go into the time and how we're going to spend that time when we're with our employees. The best way to handle all of this is to give each remote employee a full hour every week on the calendar. If you have a lot of employees, then obviously you're going to have to schedule this out over the week and allocate different time frames for it. This ensures that you can cover a variety of topics and really dive into issues that aren't covered in group sessions or meeting sessions. So you need to come with a variety of remote specific questions. Because of the unique challenges that remote employees face, it's important to have questions on hand that help dive into some of the issues that they may be dealing with. Chances are remote work has made them become more and more isolated, and they don't have many people, if anyone, to talk to or with about these things. So here are some great suggestions that I want to offer you here. And, you know, if you can take some notes, that's great. If not, you'll have to listen to this later when you can sit there with a pen and paper in hand. And I'll try to go through these a little bit slowly so that you can write them down. All right. So first off, how could I better support a remote staff like you? That's a wonderful universal question that you can ask anybody and would be extremely helpful. Next, you visit the office X times a year. Do you feel like that's too much, not enough, or just right? So find out if they need a little bit more office time, or even if you can accommodate that, how you might accommodate that. Have that conversation. Another great question is, which of your coworkers do you wish you had more of a connection with, and how do you think that would help you? Okay, another real good question. Next, how are the tools we use as a team working out for you remotely? In other words, are they handicapped by poor audio, or Are you struggling with the technology or the tools that the team uses? Let me know. And then obviously when they give you your answer, you might be able to set them up with somebody that can tutor them through it or walk them through it in some way to help them to get the hang of it or work with them in the technical issues. Next, do you feel included in our team decisions? Why or why not? That's an awesome question, whether you're working remotely or not. And then what's your daily routine like for working? And I'm a huge advocate of daily routine. So if they don't have a solid routine in place, it's not going to work out so good for them. They're going to feel like they're floundering. And I just want to point out to you that astronauts, those that are in space for long periods of time, have to have a structure. They have to have a routine to keep their sanity. And that's a fact. So if they need it, if you're in a new situation like this, in order to avoid the isolation, the fish out of water syndrome, then you've got to have the routine. And maybe you can help them with that, or, hook them up with me. I'll help them with it. and then what's your favorite part about working remotely? Understand what drives them, and maybe you can enhance it for them a little bit more, or just encourage them in it to expand on it. Or maybe they can become a mentor to somebody else and help them with a remote team situation. This would be a great time to hook up some remote team players to have them do some half hour or 1 hour connections to encourage them to grow together in this situation that they're in. Well, I've got a few more. I will hold off to tomorrow. So this looks like it's going to be a two-part section on this particular area. But I hope that you're getting something out of this, and I would invite you to come back again tomorrow. It's Michelle Steffes, your journey to greatness through routine. Keep reaching higher, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for joining me.